with D-Systems South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, because I think you're cute, because I want you back, and no, I didn't change my voicemail. Well, you haven't changed yours either, so it's only fair. Nothing came to mind. But to my joy, I reviewed the video I did to Jim Cross on, what was it, the 30th or whatever, with my friend Chris. He watched it. He went to work today and hardly anything. So he watched the video. And the issue that we discussed is that there's obviously two possibilities. We're brothers and Christian brothers, or we're not. I mean, there's no other possibility. It's either yes or no. I have to assume that we're Christian brothers, because otherwise, obviously, I'm wasting my time. But I have to assume that. And then if that is true, what is the reaction for somebody who says, okay, here you're setting some evidence in front of me from Scripture to show me where I'm wrong. What am I going to do? Will I review it and say, well, no, actually, you've misused the Scripture here? Or will I say, yes, you did. I see my error. That's what a rational person would do. I think somebody who actually says, okay, I'm being challenged by a brother. You know, the one joy I have with Chris, especially with Chris, is that we do challenge each other. That's been good. And there is a constant, I try to do with, you know, unfortunately I don't have many to do this with, but, you know, for example, with Chris, there is a periodic statement. When you see something where I'm going astray, or I'm unrationalized and whatnot, and you can see it, call me out on it. That's what friends do. That's what brothers do. And I'm grateful for that relationship. But we did review that. He actually listened to the last yesterday's voicemail, which was long. And, it was an interesting discussion on that. But it does seem we also discussed Moloch, because that was obviously a big part of the discussion from the voicemail. And when we reviewed it, it's kind of like, this we can see how we are culturally losing things in the sense that we do indeed sacrifice our children. The one example we talked about was like something easy, the public schools. And it's the idea of there is the absolute sacrifice in the sense we kill them. And there's the partial sacrifice where we shall we say, abuse them to varying degrees. And I think misdirecting them is abuse. Not having the mom home is abuse. And of course, obviously, to various degrees, I see that in my own family. Well, I don't see it, but I know of it, since obviously I'm not there, because I'm uninvited. But so trying to review this, because clearly Jim Cross is acting the coward. He's unwilling to come to the table. He's acting foolishly, I would suggest. There's no point in hiding it, no point in offering soft words. He's acting very foolishly. He's acting the coward. I've tried to point it out directly to my family, and I think maybe perhaps the Moloch thing would be the something, you know, because I've gotten a broader audience, and well, so I might use that in order to stir some interest and maybe rattle some more chains. But I guess the first step is I'm going to put a bunch of these videos on DVD. I might add one more on the DVD and send them out to some places. Hopefully places you don't expect. and it will cause. You know, I do wonder, was Jim Cross involved in sending the police to me earlier? I wonder about that. If he was, and he's such a coward, he might want to prepare to do it again. Come up with an actual excuse this time. Not just the good old boy club. I'm trying to reconcile. And when all I get is silence, again, the example I used is I can't knock anymore. I use a sledgehammer. I want you to hear that I'm trying to reconcile with you. And if no one's going to respond, I got to shout louder. I'm kind of the drowning man. And I'm going to do what I can. Waving my arms. Because I want to survive. And I want my family back. Because especially, you know, when I got the email from George and, you know, the Molech example, I got to defend my family. They are not seeing the Lord Jesus Christ. They're seeing this pseudos Christos, the false Christ. That's what they see. You know, I continue to laugh at that line from Chris Bitterman. When I drove by, instead of going in, anyway, because I go in. I went in yesterday, visited some friends to encourage. Ended up spending an hour there. Not because, you know, when I talk with Chris, it's great joy, it's in depth, it's fun. When I talk to some others, it's just kind of loose fellowship. It's like when I talk with that man yesterday who wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed. There's a pleasantness to that, but there's not that intense joy. It's not something that you'd really seek after. You do it as an act of love. And I'm seeking my family as an act of love. I'm seeking Jim Cross as an act of love. I got long. I wanted to be short. Dorothy Jane. A few months from now, we'll mark our 30th anniversary. It is my hope and prayer that you and I will celebrate it physically together, joyfully. I ask for that. I ask for you to consider that. I love you.